Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 26. Jesus said, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." The Holy Spirit came as promised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every year, Josh looked forward to a special visit from his grandpa. Grandpa was a great fisherman, and Josh wished that someday he'd learn to be just as great at fishing as Grandpa was. It was a special kind of fishing that used very special lures called flies. Some of them looked like little bugs, others like giant dragonflies, but each one of them was special because Grandpa had made them by hand. Josh always wished that Grandpa would teach him how to make them too. "Someday," Grandpa promised, "when you're a little bit older." Promises mean a lot to people who love one another, like grandpas and grandsons. When promises are made, it is important that they aren't broken. Until the promise is kept, we need to be patient and trust in the love of the person who made that promise. Jesus' love for his disciples was greater than any other love. Just before he died on the cross, he promised that he would someday send them a gift. It was a gift that would keep them connected to him forever. That gift was the Holy Spirit. This person of the Holy Trinity teaches us about God and reminds us of what Jesus has done for us. The Holy Spirit reminds us that Jesus always keeps his promises. When Jesus promises to forgive us, he forgives us. When Jesus promises us eternal life in heaven, we have eternal life. Can Jesus be trusted? Yes, the Holy Spirit says. Every year, Josh wondered when Grandpa would keep his promise. And Grandpa did, just not in the way Josh expected. One day, Grandpa said, "If you want to learn, you need something to get you started." Grandpa then handed to Josh his whole box of fishing flies. "These are all yours now," Grandpa exclaimed. Josh received far more than he expected, all of his grandpa's love and more. On Pentecost, we get to celebrate Jesus' great gift of the Holy Spirit. He sends the Holy Spirit into our hearts so that we never forget how much he loves us. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit work together to remind us what Jesus did for us when he died on the cross and rose again on Easter. As we grow in our faith every day, Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Thank you, God, for loving us so much that you keep all your promises and keep our faith strong. We give thanks in prayer. Thank you, God, for keeping every one of your promises. Because of the Father's love, the Son's work, and the Spirit's power, I know the truth of your good news. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.